Okay. Last year, we were trying to figure out a way to increase the excitement for law enforcement from our local students that are graduating. A lot of folks, it's hard to get them to come back to our county to work in the criminal justice field. So I worked on putting together a scholarship with our staff and our treasurer. And basically what we did was we raised money with different fundraisers. Last year we had raffle tickets, auctions. We even had a wrestling match at the school. It's like a local wrestling company that came in. We were able to raise enough money to give a $5,000 scholarship to a graduating senior at East Carter and another $5,000 to a graduating senior in Van Buren. So those two also were able to come in and do an internship with the sheriff's office over the summer, and we showed them different positions in the criminal justice field, whether that be the attorney's office, judge's office, or jail, dispatch, patrol. We wanted them to get an idea of what options there were in criminal justice. So what we did was we were able to do that, and then the ones that applied last year that were not selected, some of them actually applied for positions up here, and we took them on through the internship process as well. And we've actually hired one of the applicants as well for our dispatch. So I think what we're doing is working. We're creating some excitement. $5,000 goes a long way towards scholarship to colleges. And so this year, we're trying to change it up each year on fundraising avenues. So this year, we've got many fundraisers going each month. For the month of September, we are putting on a jail and bail fundraiser. So people in the Fremont or the Eastwood area, they would be able to come in and do a donation of like $40, and we'll do a mock warrant for them. And one of our deputies will go and find the person that they wanted arrested for some crime today. I actually got arrested myself. The deputies thought it'd be pretty funny to go ahead and apply for that same warrant, and said that I don't ever have time to eat lunch with them. So they made sure I was able to do that today. So we already got some donations, and I was the first recipient of getting arrested. So same concept for the community. And then if someone does get arrested, then they have an option of a $20 bail, or they can stay in our mock jail cell for an hour. And so it kind of creates a little revenge as well. So when someone gets arrested, they want to know who put the warrant out on them. So they, in turn, will go and put a warrant out for them. And it's all in good fun. It gives the deputies a chance to connect with the community, have a good time, as well as raising funds for this scholarship. Next month, we are going to have the Van Buren area. So we're trying to limit it to certain communities until December. So next month is Van Buren, November is Elsinore, and December is Grandin. In between that time, we're working on trying to get some more, a bigger fundraiser going. We're working with the local schools to get something going on those. So we'll announce those whenever those come about. But for right now, this is what we've got going until December. So they can find information on the Jail and Bail fundraiser on our Facebook. We also have information about the scholarship on our Facebook as well. We're constantly taking donations throughout the year. We have folks generously coming in to make a donation to that. Our goal, again, is to continue the $5,000 for both schools. So if someone doesn't feel like getting anyone a warrant out for their arrest, then they're still welcome to donate to our cause. They can reach us on Facebook. They can reach out to our office at 573-323-4510, and we'll be happy to assist them in whatever we can do to help.